KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. High school track season got off and running last night with some meets around the region. The Hawkeye 10 Conference North Division Girls Meet was held in Atlantic last night. Harlan won the team title with 159 points. Denison with a 129 total was second. Lewis Central third with 93. Atlantic had 79 points for fourth. St. Albert and Kemper Catholic were fifth and sixth in that North Division girls meet. There were a number of double winners last night. First place winners include Megan Ellerbeck of Denison. She took both the 100 and 200 meters. Chris Ann Stephanie of St. Albert took the 400. Ellie Mendlick of Denison won the 800 meters. Kai Madsen of Lewis Central won both distance races, the 1500 and the 3000. Allison Bruck of Harlan won both of the hurdles, the 100 and 400. Also last night in the relays, it was Denison taking the 4x100, Harlan the 4x200, St. Albert won the 4x400, Harlan a winner in the 4x800 meters, Harlan also won the sprint medley relay, St. Albert a winner in the distance medley, and Harlan took the shuttle hurdle title. In the field events, Alexis Brockman of Atlantic was the champ in the high jump. Michaela Evers of Harlan won the long jump. Asia Sockrider of Lewis Central a winner in the shot put, while Sydney Swoboda of Atlantic won the discus title in that meet last night. Hawkeye 10 Boys North Division track was held at Denison last night. Don't have the individual results yet this morning, but in the team scoring, it was Harlan winning with 160.5 points. Atlantic was the runner-up with 154 points. St. Albert with 94.5 was third. Lewis Central fourth with 88. Denison and Kemper Catholic round out the rest of those six teams in that field. Audubon also hosting a boys' early bird track meet last night. There were no team scores kept in that meet, but the individual winners include Lee White of AHSTW in the high jump. Brett Daly of Trainer took the long jump title. O. Martin of Exira EHK a winner in the shot put. Reed Curlin of Missouri Valley took the discus title. Also last night, Drew Pauley of Missouri Valley won the 3,200. Tri-Center won the 4x8. Audubon wins the shuttle hurdle relay. Sage Lloyd of Missouri Valley, the winner in the 100 meters. Nick Pedersen of Underwood wins the 400 meters. AHSTW, the champs in the 4x200 meters. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon won the 110 hurdles. Tim Brink of Riverside, the champ in the 1,600. Sage Lloyd of Missouri Valley won the 200-meter event. Nick Pedersen of Underwood, the champ in the 400 hurdles. Griswold's distance medley relay team was a winner, as was their 4x100-meter relay team. Justin Miller of Missouri Valley won the 800-meter title, and Audubon took the 4x400-meter crown at that Audubon Early Bird Boys track meet last night. Iowa State assistant basketball coach Matt Abdelmassi is leaving for a similar position at St. John's. Abdelmassi, the lone remaining member of Coach Fred Hoiberg's original staff from 2010-11, was a student manager at St. John's from 2004 to 2007. He announced his departure from Iowa State on his Twitter account Tuesday, saying that St. John's holds a special place in his heart. Abdelmassi will reunite with the Red Storm and former star Chris Mullen, a person with knowledge of the discussions. Says that Abdelmassi was considered Hoiberg's top recruiter, helping sign Royce White, DeAndre Kane, and current starter Jameel McKay. He says Iowa State will be a ridiculously hard place to leave. And St. John's has announced that career-leading scorer Chris Mullen has been hired as the Red Storm's new head coach. It's his first coaching job at any level. He'll be introduced later today. Mullen succeeds Steve Lavin, who agreed to leave last week. Lavin took the Red Storm to the NCAA tournament twice in five seasons. Iowa State assistant Matt Abdelmassi is joining Mullen. Mullen spent the last two seasons working for the Sacramento Kings as a senior advisor. He previously served 5 years as the executive vice president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Former Texas men's basketball coach Rick Barnes has been hired to coach at Tennessee. That move comes just days after losing his position with the Longhorns last week. Barnes went 402 and 180 at Texas and reached the NCAA tournament in 16 of his 17 seasons, including a Final Four appearance in 2003. Barnes succeeds Donnie Tindall, who was fired Friday after one season. Lamont Smith is returning to San Diego to be the new Toreros head coach after playing for the school in the late 1990s. Smith had been associate head coach at New Mexico the last two seasons. Smith will be introduced by the Toreros today. He replaces Bill Greer, who was fired after the season. Smith will be the fifth coach for the Toreros since they moved to Division I in 1979. Well, Sheldon McClellan scored 12 of his 16 points in the second half, and shorthanded Miami rallied to beat Temple 60-57 to reach the NIT championship game. Already without point guard Angel Rodriguez, the Hurricanes lost center Tony Jacquerie to a concussion early on, and they trailed by 11 in the first half before rallying. The Canes will meet Stanford, the 2012 NIT winner, in Thursday's NIT championship game. Stanford raced out to a 15-0 lead and then held off Old Dominion 67-60 in the other semifinal. Chasen Randall had 24 points to become Stanford's all-time leading scorer. Quinton Upshur scored 23 points, Asim Dixon added 19, and Northern Arizona earned a spot in the CollegeInsider.com tournament championship game with a 68-61 victory over the New Jersey Institute of Technology. The Lumberjacks will play at Evansville in the CIT championship game on Thursday. Also in college basketball news, LSU sophomore forward Jordan Mickey, who led the nation with 3.65 blocks per game this season, says he'll enter this year's NBA draft. The 6'8" Mickey blocked 113 shots this season. The 6'8" center averaged 15.4 points and 9.9 rebounds this season. And in baseball news, Adam Wainwright pitched into the seventh inning in the St. Louis Cardinals' 3-2 loss to Miami yesterday, and manager Mike Matheny said the ace right-hander will start for the Cardinals on opening night against the Cubs. Wainwright allowed 2 runs and 8 hits while throwing 93 pitches in 6 2/3 innings. He was slowed by an abdominal injury earlier in spring training. Sunday's game in Chicago will be Wainwright's 3rd consecutive opening day start and number 4 overall. Wainwright says it's really a validation for the work that you put in. Ichiro Suzuki went 2-for-2 and drove in a run for Miami. He also made a sliding catch in center field. Henderson Alvarez, who will start on opening day for the Marlins, allowed 1 run over 6 innings. We'll have that opening night contest Sunday evening for you here on KJAN. The Cubs and the Cardinals from Wrigley Field in Chicago. We're on the air at 6:10 with the pregame. 7:05 is the scheduled first pitch Sunday night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.